Are you looking for a solution for missing teeth? Well, keep it right here. Welcome to Teeth Talk with me, Dr. Charles Ashley Mann from Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry with offices in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay, Verena. Dr. Mann, you have an event coming up to really focus on a procedure called All on X. Tell me more.
Well, April 15th, which is not too far away, that's a week from this Thursday, or next Thursday, we are going to be doing what we call an All on X seminar. And it's a Don and Learn seminar that allows patients who are interested in learning about getting a full mouth rehab or restoration to come and learn about all their options. There's a lot of options for people who want a smile makeover. They don't have that many teeth left. They want to be able to chew better. They want to be able to have a better smile. All these things we're going to be talking about at this upcoming seminar, which is April 15th at Ray's Restaurant in Cary. It's a great steakhouse, upscale steakhouse. So we love anybody who is interested at all to please go to our website at smileman.com. And they can call our office and RSVP for a spot to learn all about it.
So let's dig right into that. For those of us not familiar with the term All on X, what is it and who benefits from it?
Well, X stands for implants, basically. Those people who are missing teeth or they have what we call terminal dentition. And let me explain what I mean by terminal dentition. Terminal dentition is when your teeth are so broken down or you have such severe periodontal disease that they can't be restored. You can try to save them and spend a lot of money, but you're sacrificing comfort and you're sacrificing your smile to try to save those teeth. We turn that terminal dentition. And usually the patient knows when, hey, it's time to, you know, I'm getting a lot of decay. I have loose teeth. I'm in pain. I need to get these teeth out. Usually the patient knows that. And, but there's hope. There's not just a denture that we pop in people's mouth, which is what, everybody is familiar with and, or, is what they've been trained that they're going to have to get, but that's not true. We can actually place implants, the X part. And, the reason why they call it X is depending on the individual determines the number of implants they will need. It's anywhere from, 4 to 6, sometimes 8, just depending on the individual. For the upper and the same for the lower. And what we do is we place those implants and then we can secure a denture, which is called an overdenture, or we can secure teeth that we actually screw into the implants that don't come in and out like a denture. And the patient has a beautiful smile. They're able to eat whatever they want. They don't have to worry about laughing and their dentures falling out. They get to pick their smile, their shape, the color of their teeth, all of those things occur with All on X and a smile makeover.
I'd imagine this must achieve a very satisfying result for the patient.
Very satisfying. It's a life-changing event for all the patients that we've done because most of these patients have suffered for a long time before they make the move to go into the All on X. It's amazing because the stories that we hear are I'm eating things that I haven't been able to eat in 30 years. I'm eating healthier. I'm able to eat nuts again, popcorn at the movies. It's all these things that you and I take for granted that they haven't been able to do. Most people who are down to terminal dentition or even those who have dentures already, they may be limited to really unhealthy foods. Most of it is processed foods. And as we know, all in the news that those are the worst for you because they have a lot of preservatives, sugars, fats, things like that. So we love to change people's smiles, but more so we love it when they're able to eat what they want and they're comfortable with their teeth and they're not in pain.
So this procedure is meant for people with several missing teeth. Is there an actual number needed for All on X to be successful?
Well, it just depends. We place implants for one missing tooth. And if you want to come to learn about that, you can as well. But when people start losing their back teeth, so they don't have any molars to chew on, than they're chewing with their front teeth. Our front teeth were not meant to chew with. They were meant to cut our food. And then our back teeth, our molars, are what we chew our food up with. We grind it so that we can swallow it. Once we start losing those molars, then it's a problem because the balance is off. And we start seeing severe wear, breakage of the front teeth. Usually it involves, you know, moving into crowns and bridges. A lot of people, even though they get crowns and bridges, might have a decay problem, and they're getting a lot of decay around them. So those are the type of things that we look at, and we say, hey, do we want to continue to spend money on your mouth with not an ideal outcome, or do we want to move forward with implants, implant supported dentures, or all on X, where we actually screw in the teeth? That's what we have to decide with the patient. And remember, even if you have dentures or partials and you're unhappy with them, you're still a candidate for all on X. You don't have to do a full denture to get implants. You could do partial denture implants, full denture implants. If you have an existing denture and you're not happy with it, you possibly could qualify for and have enough bone for an all on X or an overdenture procedure. And with overdentures, you can still use your same denture. So it's a process for a lot of people, not just someone who's missing all their teeth.
All right. We're talking more about All On X today on Teeth Talk. You can contact any of Charles Ashley Mann Family and Cosmetic Dentistry offices in Cary Garner and Fuquay Varina to sign up for this April 15th event at Ray's Steakhouse in Cary. Seating is limited, by the way, so register today at 919-462-9338 or go to smileman.com. That's smile, M-A-N-N. More of Teeth Talk is coming up on WPTF FM 92.9 AM 680 and WPTF.com. News, talk, traffic. Welcome back to Teeth Talk. We're talking about All On X today, a special event coming up April the 15th. Give us an idea of actually what will be going on that night.
Well, we're going to screen patients and really, well, first of all, we're going to educate them and about the process. It is an easy process. Most people think, oh, it's got to be very hard. I don't want to have all of my teeth removed, or I don't want to have to leave any kind of treatment appointment without teeth or without a smile or something. And so we're going to go through the process of how we deliver the same day, the teeth that they will be getting in the future, the day of the surgery, so that they get an understanding of the process, feel comfortable with the process, give them their options. There's so many different options. And that way they're educated to know, and they can go in to making a decision with the education that they need about All On X and about the procedure itself.
Let's talk about some conditions that might affect All On X.
Yeah, about the only people that have a harder time with All On X is those who have been missing teeth for a long, long period of time. And the reason for that is they start losing bone, and you have to have enough bone to have implants. Now, does that mean if you've been missing teeth for a long time, you don't have enough bone? We don't know that until we actually take a scan, and we can take a scan and know really quickly if you have enough bone. But a lot of people have enough bone, even if they don't have enough for the screw retained implants. They have enough so that we can stabilize their existing dentures with a few implants. So we'll be talking about that as well at the dinner at Ray's on April 15th. And so those who say maybe are unhappy with their dentures, they're loose, they can't eat, they're constantly having to use the denture glue to keep them in. This is also an event for you to learn how to stabilize those dentures.
Well, All On X uses dental implants, which I have a familiarity with myself. In my case, you put actual bone inside the gum. Is it the same for the All On X procedure?
So what happens is when we take a tooth out, we actually place your bone or someone who's donated bone in the socket where the tooth came out. And that allows your bone, your own bone, to grow in. It almost sets a scaffold like for your bone to grow in from the bone that we put in. And it's really, it's like particle sized bone that we put in. And it has a lot of things in that bone that allow the certain cells called osteocytes to come and lay down bone. And they really, they're called osteoblasts because they blast the bone into place. And so that is something that we do on all of our patients that we extract teeth from, that their teeth is either fractured or what we call terminal tooth. They can't save it. When we take the tooth out, we want to preserve that bone because that's what's so important for an implant. You have to have enough width and height for implants. Now, we used to have a lot of width and height, but now we don't as much due to the technology and advances that we have in dentistry with implants. We can use a lot shorter implants and a lot skinnier implants than we used to. So those who may not have been a candidate in the past are now candidates due to the new types of technology that we have and advances.
You know, when you're looking at an implant, it almost looks like a screw. Does it actually screw in place?
You're right. It does look like a screw, but it really does not screw into the bone. The reason why it looks like screws is they have platforms. Uh-huh. And the bone grows around the platforms to hold that into place. So when we place an implant, our goal is to wait about, you know, anywhere from 3 to 6 months when we're placing a single implant until the actual bone has grown into that implant. So it'll actually grow into the implant and stabilize it. With AlloNex, we don't have to do that because we place 8 implants. But when you're placing a single implant, you definitely want to wait until the bone grows and it gets stable enough to actually screw the permanent tooth in. Because when you're chewing, you're putting a lot of pressure against your teeth, about 10,000 pounds per square millimeter. That's a lot. So people don't think about that, but that's a lot of pressure. And that's why you can break teeth. And that's why if you're a clincher, you can really do some damage to your teeth and grind. But we don't like to load those because of that strong amount of pressure you put on your teeth when you chew. So we have to wait till that bone gets fully integrated into the implant. The implant also has minute pores that you weren't able to see. And the bone actually grows into those pores as well.
What if you have a bridge in place? Does that have to be removed for the dental implant or AlloNex?
You know, we do that a lot in our practice. If a bridge is working and is successful, we don't tell the patient to take their bridge off unless they're uncomfortable with getting food caught in it. However, bridges fail. And there's a lot of times that a bridge will fail, a tooth under a bridge. I don't like to extend bridges really, really long because they're a lot of money and you can get implants a lot cheaper. And then B, you're setting yourself up too that if one tooth fails, you got to make it bigger again. And so I tend to lean people, if they're missing a tooth, towards doing an implant versus a bridge for that reason. Do I still do bridges? Absolutely. But the number of bridges that we've done since I started dentistry and now has decreased by about 70 to 80%. That's 70 to 80%. We less bridges that we do. And the reason for that is we don't like to cut the tooth down on either side of the missing tooth to put a bridge, because we are dentists. As dentists, we like to preserve tooth structure. With an implant, you don't have to cut down tooth structure. The good thing about implants, you can't break them unless you get in a car accident and, you know, or severe trauma. You can't get decay around them, which is great. Those are the two biggest things that we see when people lose teeth. They either break them or they get decay around them. The third thing that we see tooth loss from is periodontal disease, which I mentioned earlier. That's the number one cause of tooth loss in America. And usually is because when someone has severe periodontal disease, they end up losing all of their teeth due to bone loss. You can still get periodontal disease around implants. However, if you get your teeth cleaned on a regular basis, including your implants, like you would your teeth, you will decrease that significantly to what the norm is for regular teeth. In fact, there are some studies that show there's less periodontal disease around implants because there isn't a ligament like there is around a tooth. But you still can get bone loss around implants if you don't keep them clean.
Today, we're being educated on a special episode of Teeth Talk about dental implants and all on X. We have another segment just ahead. This is Teeth Talk on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Okay, we're back here on Teeth Talk. Let's turn our attention to paying for this procedure, financial arrangements for all on X. Do you have some options?
You know, that's always one of our top priorities is to help people find ways to finance a healthy mouth. And I can't stress how important it is to have a healthy mouth, not just so you can chew and smile. It's also because of your systemic health. Your teeth play a very important role, if they're diseased, in systemic diseases that we get, that we know now. Periodontal disease, infected teeth go to the brain. We know all these things now that start in our mouth around our teeth from disease that causes heart disease, increases your risk for Alzheimer's, increases your risk for stroke, diabetes. So our goal is to get a healthy mouth, and we want people to be able to afford that. Everybody falls in a different category. So with that, we have financing options, and our goal is to try to get it down to a monthly fee that a patient feels comfortable paying, kind of like a car payment, but getting it for their mouth. And it's whether it's a small amount or whether it's a large amount and you need a large amount of work. Our goal is to get it extended as long as we can to get the payment so that it's comfortable and people can move forward. And that's one of the hardest things for patients to grasp is, you know, if you're getting an all on X, it can get on the expensive side, in my opinion. Some people don't think it's expensive, but it is expensive if you think of about it in one term. But if you look at it in a monthly fee, it's without interest. It really becomes affordable for those people who can't afford it by paying all the money up front. So we'll be presenting that at the Ray Steakhouse, the different finance options. People can go online and already go ahead and apply for the process to see if they're qualified. But we also have some in-office finances for people. And we look forward to helping all of our patients, because our goal is to get their mouth healthy, whether it's a single tooth that they need, a filling on, a crown, or whether it's a full mouth all on X that we're talking about, veneers. If someone is interested in the cosmetic smile makeover, that's also something that we specialize in, and try to make it affordable so that people can have a beautiful smile.
Is there any extra maintenance involved with all on X?
I tell everybody, you know, everything has maintenance. With all on X, there's the overdentures that we talked about. Those actually come, your dentures come in and out. Now you do have to put pressure to get them out. They pop out, and you have to clean your implants. And then you also have to clean your dentures on a regular basis. And it's good to do it every night, just like you would brush your teeth twice a day. You can do your dentures once a day. And some people do them twice a day that we have in overdentures. The less bacteria you have in your mouth, the more healthy your mouth's going to be. And cleaning that denture as well as your implants are going to do that. With the screw-in all-on-X, which are fixed, the biggest thing is water picking. Water picking underneath it and water picking around those implants. And we actually provide a medicine that you put inside the water pick that actually helps keep those gums healthy under there. Once a year, we bring the patient in and we actually take x-rays of the implants to make sure that they're not causing any problems. For the permanent ones that are screwed in, we actually unscrew them, check everything out, and then we actually put new screws in so that they stay tight and there's no chance that the screws are going to break. So that's the maintenance. But again, as I said, it's not as much maintenance as it would be if you have natural teeth, because you're not flossing, but you do have to do some to keep your bacteria levels down from the food that we eat and the bacteria that get in our mouth implants.
Okay, so if you want to attend that event, you have to register, call 919-462-9338. Register for this event, April the 15th, at Ray's Steakhouse in Cary. Charles Ashley Mann, Family and Cosmetic Dentistry, have offices in Cary, Garner, and Fuquay Varina. Go to smileman.com. That's smileman.com. Dr. Mann, what do we have coming up next week?
You're going to talk about, the spring is upon us, right? And wedding season is upon us. So we talked about Allonex and people with terminal dentition. We're going to talk about veneers, cosmetic dentistry, and how to make your teeth look beautiful from veneers.
Well, tune in for that next Sunday at 4:30 on WPTF, FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. For Dr. Charles Ashley Mann, I'm Mike Slayman, and that's Teeth Talk. Keep smiling.